This is Ted Kennedy. We need a nationwide hotline to reduce domestic violence against women. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, 1 million women every year report they are the victims of domestic violence. 3 million more such crimes go unreported. These crimes are not confined to any class, race, or ethnic group. Women in all walks of life are beaten and maimed by husbands and boyfriends, stabbed in their homes, killed on the street. Sometimes they are battered while pregnant or with their children watching. We can do much more to prevent these crimes. A top priority of the new Congress is comprehensive legislation to provide stricter law enforcement, adequate shelters, and other protections for battered women. One thing we can do now, restore the toll-free nationwide hotline that shut down last June for lack of funds. Some communities have local hotlines, but too many don't. The nationwide hotline's a national lifeline for any woman in America.
There's no doubt about it, Ted. Both Republicans and Democrats have made this issue of violence against women a top priority for action in the first days of this brand new Congress. Ted, hotlines are a very good idea, but the penalties for domestic violence, stalking, and rape are downright disgusting and embarrassing. Some of these deadly wackos are in jail for less than a year for these horrendous crimes. We must send them a powerful message that violent crimes against women will no longer be dealt with by a simple slap on the wrist. A heavy price must be exacted, and if murder is the result, the ultimate price must be paid. You never help us do that. Ted, in order to cure the awful disease of domestic violence, we must remove the perpetrators entirely. And the only way to do that is to stop you and your soft-headed liberal judges from using the bench as a swinging door for some of these hardened criminal-type bums. Ted Kennedy and I would like to face off on a topic that intrigues you. Send your suggestion to this radio station. I'm Al Simpson on the Mutual Broadcasting System.